Good morning, everyone. Welcome to KITP. I'm Lars Biltzen, the director here, and I just want to make a few announcements before we get started. I always like to ask, for how many of you is this your first time at the KITP? Raise your hand high. Yeah, so it's always good to see. It's always over half, even in fields where we feel like we're doing something almost every year, like this field. This conference is going to be really full, and so I will encourage you to wear your name tag. We will be at capacity pretty much for the whole week. And so I'm going to go through some of how we get through that week. So first I want to thank the coordinators of this event, which is part of a long program. I see Daniel Harlow, I saw, there he is. Pat Hayden, not here. Yeah, Stephen Jordan moved his seat, he's sitting over here now. And Brian Swingle, I haven't seen Brian yet. So let me talk a little bit about the KITP. So this one-week conference is part of a long program. Most of our activities are long programs, 10 to 12 weeks, that we work with our advisory board to define and develop. That call just went out about 3 weeks ago, I think. Many of you may have gotten it for new ideas for 2019-2020. I'd encourage you to talk to myself. I'm looking around for former board members. John Preskill had been on the advisory board, can explain the process. I saw Rob somewhere. Rob Myers,
over here.
Eva's somewhere, there's Eva. So there's many people here who have been on the advisory board and can describe that, but we want your ideas ideally by November 1st, and then between then and mid-February, we work on those ideas and develop them into these programs. So it's a little bit different than a process where we get everything at one piece. We really like to collaborate on that development effort. So please do think of programs. We have something coming up in 1 year that I think many of you are already probably aware of because it's such a dynamic field. Everything we do here is recorded, and so the talks are recorded. Everything gets online pretty rapidly. That means that during the 15 minutes of questions after a talk, both Elizabeth and I think I volunteered Matt will be certain that there's a microphone for your question. That way, the people who are watching online will hear not just the answer, but also the question, which helps. That time for discussions is very important, and so Elizabeth will set a stellar example of how to run a session. We've given her tools of the trade, which she'll start waving at the speakers in the countdown, but that way we really ensure that we have a good discussion. The talks should be downloaded online. There was instructions in your package. So for those of you who are giving a talk, of where to email your PDF so we can get that online as well. And so please do stick to the time. Many of you are pros at this and have seen how we do it. But for those who've never been to a conference with time for questions, I can guarantee after this one, you'll be ruined. You'll never be able to go to the normal conference again. Or if you are, you'll be really frustrated. Our staff are wearing name tags. So Claudia, of course, is the conference organizer. Let's thank Claudia already for all of her efforts. Craig Kunimoto is here, who's also our IT guy. He had to get a new projector this morning, so thank you, Craig. Yeah. Wireless is available. So for those of you who want to check the veracity of what the speaker's telling you, otherwise, you shouldn't really bother. There's the wireless and the password, which has been that way for probably longer than I've been at the KITP. So during the breaks, for those of you who haven't been here before, the breaks are in the courtyard, directly sort of in that direction. Please do wear your name tag. That way we can ensure that you're getting the food rather than the other program. They just arrived today, and they'll probably think it's all for them. So after 5 p.m., so Tuesday and Thursday, there are dinners, and so the building does lock, but the doors will be open. But on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, after 5, the building closes. And so should you find yourself locked out, the best route is to come back through the courtyard. The caterers are always coming and going. But otherwise, some of your friends are here for the program and can get you back into the building. That's after 5. So for the dinners, if you're planning on bringing a spouse, a friend, a significant other, a child, please tell Claudia today, so that she can work with the caterers to get the headcount right, as well as collect the extra fee. So there's a shuttle that'll leave today promptly at the end of the talk, the last talk. That's the shuttle back to the hotel. And of course, as the week goes by, that'll keep happening, as well as on Friday, where we have a sign-up sheet so people can sign up to get to different locations. The final thing is to please turn off your cell phones, or at least set them to silent. Okay, with no further ado, I'm going to hand this over to Elizabeth.
Okay, welcome everyone. Our first speaker of the morning is Dorit Aharonov from Hebrew University to tell us about the era of algorithmic experiments.